employees out there today, consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Together to establish goals for your business in 2020. So bring a pad and pencil to the show. Let's get to work. And I'll talk about your pension if you have one and your need to talk to a financial advisor now. It's Thursday, January 2nd, 2020, and I'll have all that and more right now on Taking Care of Business. Well, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Jim Gano, and this program is called Taking Care of Business. And for the next hour, we're going to talk about issues affecting businesses large and small here in the borough of Flemington in beautiful Hunterdon County, New Jersey, and on the national scene as well. Before we do that, we always check the weather. It's currently 30 degrees at 12:05. Forecast shows it's going to be mostly sunny with a high of 49 and a low of 38. Rain developing later this evening. For tomorrow, it'll have continued light rain in the morning, showers at night, a high of 50 degrees and a low of 42. For Saturday, it'll be more rain, a possible snow at night with a high of 49 and a low of 33. And for Sunday, it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 39 degrees and a low of 28. And a current check of the financial market shows that the Dow Jones Industrial is currently up 161.10 to 28,702.71. The NASDAQ is up 48.56 to 9,021.45. S&P 500 is up 8.38 to 3,239.16. Oil is down 27 cents to $60.79 per barrel. Gold up $7.50 to $1,530.60 an ounce. All right, well, once again, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Jim Gano. You're listening to Taking Care of Business, and hopefully you brought a pad and a pencil with you. We're going to get to work today. As we do every year on the first show of the year, I like to create goals. I like to set some kind of benchmarks for how you're going to approach the new year in your business. And this can be applied whether you own the business, whether you work in a business, any position. So, you know, hopefully we can, by the end of the hour, we'll have some kind of a game plan to move forward with as it pertains to this year. Now, every week at this time, we start with the business quote of the week. It's brought to you by Crown Trophy of Flemington. So I went to one of the wisest men out there to get this quote for this week and went to Confucius for this. And he says, "When it is obvious that the goals cannot be reached, don't adjust the goals, adjust the action steps." And I really like that because so many times as I talk to people, if they've been working towards a particular goal, very often if they start to see that it's getting harder, they're not reaching the goal, they either adjust the goal or they just abandon it altogether. I'm asking you this year, don't abandon your goals at any point. Let's go through the full year, 366 days, because it is a leap year, and see what we can do to better our businesses, better ourselves as employees in those businesses or as owners of those businesses, and to follow the words of Confucius when he says, "When it is obvious that the goals cannot be reached, don't adjust the goals, adjust the action steps." So I really did like that. Keep in mind, if you're listening to the program now, you're probably on some form of an electronic device, a computer, a cell phone, or a tablet. So we'd ask that you open up another page, find Facebook, and like and follow the page for this show, which is Taking Care of Business with Jim Gano. And then you'll get updates periodically throughout the week on anything that's affecting business. I usually put it there first, or I throw it on my personal page and make sure that everybody is aware of what we'll be talking about as the show progresses. So here we are. It's 2020. We've started a new year. We've started a new decade. And a lot of times people start their year with the resolutions. I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to find love. I'm going to do all these crazy things. Whatever your resolution is, as we very often see, most people don't stick to them. And that's why with this program, and particularly today's show, I want to go over how we can establish setting goals, how we can make them targeted, how they can be measurable, and then every month on the first show of the month, we're just going to do a quick recap. What was your goal? What have you done towards achieving that goal? Are you on pace? And if that works, hopefully we'll be able to end the year and say, I said I was going to grow my business by, you know, 10%. I actually grew it by 12%. So when you talk about making a goal for your business, and I'm not talking about a resolution, I don't want you to just say, I want to grow my business. I don't want you to say, I want to increase my sales. I want you to have a number in mind, and that number can either be a percentage or it can be a dollar amount. If you're an owner of a business and the goal is to keep growing your business, have a percentage in mind. Know what your sales were last year. It's a good idea to know what your sales were for the last 2 or 3 years and see whether or not you're on an upward trend. Are you flat? Have you been going down? Because it's going to determine how hard you're going to have to work to make that happen. So let's take the example of the business who's been losing money for the last 2 or 3 years. You know, and I'm going to use round numbers here. So, you know, if it's not your numbers, just you can plug in your numbers here. So let's say you had a business 3 years ago that was doing $500,000 in sales. And then 2 years ago, you did $465,000. And last year, you did $435,000. When you say you want to get back to that $500,000 level, that's nearly a 20% increase. If you say, I want to grow my business by 50%, how are you going to grow by 50 when you've declined by 25 or 30? That would mean an 80% growth. So I want the goals to be measurable, and I want them to be something that is realistic as well as measurable. And then I want there to be a certain timeline associated to that goal. So if you were to say, you know, whether that's going to be a monthly goal, a quarterly goal, half year or full year, some people will even do things on a weekly or daily basis. You know, if you look at how much money does it take to keep your business open, what's the break-even point per month, well, then you have a monthly goal. What's that number? Are you currently at that number, below that number, or above that number? And then we're going to talk about how, after we've created all these goals, how do we achieve them? What is the action plan? What are the action steps we need to take in order to make this a reality? Goals are great, but you have to work towards them, and you really have to work towards them almost every day of the week. And again, when it comes to sales numbers, whether you're a business owner or whether you are a employee in that business, keep it realistic and then keep following your numbers. Know your numbers. So we'll get into that in a little bit after the break. I just wanted to make sure that everybody had their head screwed on straight and knew what the purpose of today's show is, and hopefully together we'll come up with a plan at the end that you can work toward. We're a little early, but so that we have a little bit more time after the break, let's jump into our first commercial break right now, and then when we come back, we'll start talking about how to achieve our newfound goals for 2020. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterton Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterton-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Stedman Graham, and you're listening to Taking Care of Business with Jim Cano on Huntingdon, ChamberRadio.com.
And I've been taking care of business every day, taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Jim Gano, with you every week at this time. And this is a special program, the one I enjoy the most every year, and that's goal planning, goal setting for the new year. So I deal with a lot of clients in helping them bring their business back to profitability. I do a lot of consulting with them, and sometimes it's minor fixes and sometimes it's complete overhauls to their business. But one of the things that I find is usually missing or lacking is the direction. And a lot of times that can be achieved by goal setting. But what I mean is, if I say, well, what do you want for your business in 2020? They'll say, well, I want to grow my business. And that's great, you know. But they don't tell me by how much. They don't tell me either by a dollar amount or a percentage how they want to grow their business. I want to attract new customers. Great. They don't tell me how many new customers, and they don't tell me how they're planning to attract the new customers. It's kind of like saying, if you put it on a personal level, I want to lose weight this year. Great. How many pounds? But they don't say that. They just want to lose weight. So if you lost 1 pound in 2020, you've achieved your New Year's resolution. But did you really want to lose 10? Did you want to lose 20? So what I'm looking for is things that can be measured, things that can be tangible, and then when you see them, you know what you're working towards. Now, a couple years ago, I was working with a gentleman, and his business had done about $300,000 in sales. So when I asked him how much he wanted to grow his business by, or what do you want to do, he said, I want to grow my business. I said, great, by how much? He goes, I want to double the size of my business. And I said, okay, so you want to go from $300,000 to $600,000. And he said, yep. And I said, that looks good on paper, you know. A sales trajectory chart would go through the roof. But now I need you to think about a couple of things. Think about your bank account. Think about your credit lines and things like that. Do you have the money, the financial capital, to grow like that? And he said no. How much busier would you be if you doubled the size of your business? And when he realized that, I said, do you need more human capital, more employees? He goes, yes. I said, how many? Well, possibly two or three. That's okay, too. At least now we know. But when you just say, I want to grow my business, it's not enough, because you have to look at all the variables, financial capital, human capital, space limitations. If you doubled the size of your business, could you still operate in your present location? And many business owners right then say, you know, we're tight for space now. Okay, so if we're going to double, meaning more raw goods are coming in, more finished goods are going out, where are we going to put all those goods? So that's the type of things that you want to factor into your goals. So if you're looking to grow your business, or in the case of the salesperson, your book of business, and I don't care what you sell, If you sell cars and you sold, I don't know the industry well enough, but let's say you sold 50 cars last year, and you say that you want to grow your book of business, you want to sell 60 cars this year. Now it's measurable. You want to sell 10 more cars this year. And the good news is you get an extra day to do it because it's a leap year. So now we have to make these goals measurable. So what do you want to do? How do you want to grow your business? Think of a percent. Look at your annual sales from last year and then say, come up with a number that works for you and you alone. It doesn't. You're not in competition with anybody here. We're not going to be, you know, the biggest selling dress shop or anything like that. It's just, what do you want to do? So if you were to say, I want to grow by 10% and you did 500,000 last year, that means you want to grow by $50,000. If you want to grow by $50,000, you know, you think that would help you. You have to also factor in that there's going to be expenses with that. It's not just, you know, a wheelbarrow full of cash that's going to show up with $50,000. So it's okay to grow, but you want it to be specific. You want it to be measurable. And then we're going to have to answer the question of how and by when. Now, what I do every month is I have an Excel spreadsheet, and I will compare from the first year in my business, 2009, I will compare monthly sales annually. And if you noticed, in the January months, it used to go, you know, I was here, then I was here, here, here. Every January, I would grow. And then a couple years ago, we realigned the business, so it went up, 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 and then it went down. And now this year, its trajectory is going back. Last year, which went up, this year's should go up as well. We just took a step back and realigned our business. I do that for every month, and I compare where I'm at month over month, year over year. And I want you to get into the habit, and you'll hear people in business always talk about how you have to know your numbers, and it's key that you know your numbers, because you have to know when you say, I'm going to grow by 10%, or I'm going to grow by $50,000, it's key that you know what your numbers are. What are you talking about? Now, I'm in a unique business because there's a lot of repeat business year over year. So if I did 500,000 in sales, when I flip the calendar for the new year, my retention rate's almost 98%, which means I should be somewhere around $490,000 this year without doing a thing, just taking the repeat business from last year. That's a great business to be in, but not everybody can say that. The car salesman example that I gave you earlier, when you buy a car in 2019, there's a good chance you're not going to buy or lease a new car in 2020. 21 or 22 because you just took out a 3-year lease or you took out a loan for 3 to 5 years. So now you have to find new customers constantly. You'll hear my friend Dave Gambrell on his marketing website or Facebook page always talking about build your email list. And what he's basically telling you is you have to constantly add to your database. Old customers are going to go away. Customers who buy a big ticket item may not need another big ticket item for several years. So you have to keep churning and finding new clients, new customers that can help you grow by that figure that you pick, 10%, 20%. So again, all of your goals, and you can take this, you can do it right now, put it on a piece of paper, say, I want to grow my business by 10%. Tell me what you did last year. Was it 500,000, 300,000? That's okay. So I don't care what it is. Once you've assigned a number to it, now it's real. Now you have to start telling people about how you want to grow your business. Tell your employees. Tell your spouse. I want to grow my business by 10%. Make it real. Get everybody on board so that they're all working towards the same goal. If you're working at growing your business by 10%, but your employees aren't, not going to work. Everybody on the team has to know what you're trying to do. If you have a mentor or somebody that you trust, and you tell them, I want to grow my business by 10% or by X amount of dollars, let that mentor know. And check in with them on a regular basis so that you can tell them where you're at. So if you want to grow your business by 10% over the course of the year, it's about something like 0.85% per month. Not a lot of effort, not, you know, to make this happen. It can be done. But everybody, and you've heard me say this a million times on this program, everybody has to know a couple things about you, the three W's, who you are, where you are, and what you do. So that means that you've got to be spreading the word about your business by marketing, by advertising, and as we talked about in the last show, preferably by word-of-mouth advertising. What we're finding now in business promotion is that the consumer is overloaded. When they get home, they watch TV, commercial after commercial after commercial. If they pick up their cell phone and they're playing Candy Crush or something, chances are there's a banner ad on the bottom. If they go on the internet, there's a banner ad on the side or on the top. The consumer is being bombarded with information. How do they choose where to shop? Word of mouth is probably the best way, and it's the least expensive way. So if you have a customer who's extremely satisfied with the work you do, get them on board and make sure that they're helping you spread the word about your company. Offer them some form of a reward, whether it's a gift card, sending them out to dinner, a company T-shirt, a discount on their next order, whatever the case may be, however they can start working for you and being a quote-unquote brand ambassador, let them do that. Now, in addition to your goals for 2020, I want to grow, I want to do this, I want to buy this piece of equipment, I want to hire a new employee, whatever your goal may be, you also should be creating your marketing plan for 2020 at the same time. If it hasn't already been, and over the course of the last several weeks, you've been hearing me tell you, what is your marketing plan looking like for 2020? Because it should already be locked and loaded through the end of March. It's okay if it's not. I'm not going to hit you. Just make sure that you're working on that today, tomorrow, and over the weekend so that at least in January, you have some form of a rollout. The marketing plan can be social media. How hard is it to put up a slide that says, Happy New Year from your friends at XYZ company? Not hard at all. It's another touch in the sales cycle. It's another time when your company is going to become front of mind with the consumer. So a simple slide like that could be done today or tomorrow. Get it out there. Let it sit, you know, for a couple of days. If you're going to have a sale that's going to coincide with Martin Luther King Day, or President's Day, or Valentine's Day, St. Patrick's Day, let's start working on those promotions now so we're not just throwing it all together at the end. And then I would tell you that after you've completed this first quarter, start thinking about the second. Easter, Memorial Day, Flag Day, the graduations are coming up. You know, this is how your marketing has to be thinking. And I want you to do this in a couple of ways. Yes, think about the individual date, the individual promotion, but then make like a separate notepad or grid somewhere so that you're already doing it for next year. What works this year? And then are we going to implement that next year? Or if something doesn't work this year, are we taking it off the calendar for next year? So again, setting the goals, make them specific, make them measurable. You know, if I say I want to lose 20 pounds, that's a lot better than saying I want to lose weight because now I have a goal. And then you have to keep checking back on your goal. So it's a good idea. Let's say you say, I want to grow my business by 10%, and that equates to $50,000. Maybe take a post-it note and write $50,000 on the top of your computer and have it in front of you. Put it on your bathroom mirror. Put it on the console of your car. I want you to always be thinking about it. How are you going to achieve this? How are you going to attract new customers? Is it through sales? Is it through price? Is it through acquiring a competitor? Is it a new product line that you're going to differentiate or add a new revenue stream to your product, current existing products? What are you going to do in order to get that new market share, that 10% growth? These are the things I want you to think about, and I want you thinking about them all the time. A good way to get started, and we're going to talk about this after the next break, is the 4-4 rule. Four corners, four walls. I'm going to get into that after the break and why it's so important for your business. When we talk about the email database, are you building your email lists? Name, address, phone number, most importantly, email address. If you come into my store, there's a good chance you're not walking out without me at least learning who you are, what your phone number is, what your email address, and preferably your home address, because I will still use regular mail to contact you. So make sure you work that into the conversation with people. If you have them fill out a form, make sure email address is on there, or ask them, can I get your email address so I can, you know, let you know when your order is in. People give it regular. I don't think maybe last year I had one person say he didn't want to give me his email address, and that's okay. I'll work around it. now give me your cell phone number. Give me something so that I can be in contact with you at some point. So we're going to get a little bit more into goals. We're going to talk about the 4-4 rule as soon as we come back from the break. This is something that's going to help you achieve your goals in kind of an intangible way. You won't think about it like it's going to make a big difference, but it really does. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In Iraq, Iranian-backed militias have ended 2 days of violence and demonstrations outside the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad. They were angry that the U.S. launched airstrikes on Iranian militias after they were blamed for an attack last week that killed an American contractor. The Joint Chiefs Chairman, General Mark Milley, defending that U.S. action.
We know that the intent of this last attack was, in fact, to kill American soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, whoever was there. There was about 100 soldiers at that particular compound.
Iran calls the demonstration a warning to the U.S. Milley says that attack last week on the Iranian militias was a warning to Iran. Former Housing and Urban Development Secretary Julian Castro no longer running for the White House. The former San Antonio mayor pulling out this morning. He was the only Latino candidate in the field. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. So glad you could join me. My name is Jim Gano, the owner of Crown Trophy here in Flemington. Glad that we can get together every week at this time to discuss one of my favorite topics, and that is business. I did want to talk to you briefly about something that goes hand-in-hand with your goal planning for 2020. And a lot of businesses, I'm really surprised that a lot of businesses don't do this. Do you have a budget established for 2020? Now, when we talk about municipalities, they always have to have their budgets approved before the new year starts. Sometimes it's in, starts in October and it's finalized in December. But many businesses don't take the time to create a budget. And yet you know you have certain expenses, just like a town would have to have a budget line item for snow removal, for leaf cleanup or something like that. Your business has certain fixed expenses that you should be budgeting for: insurance, rent, payroll, new equipment, things like that. So do you have a budget? If you don't, wouldn't be a bad idea to sit down with your accountant, with your bookkeeper, and create some kind of a budget for the year and then break that down into a month-to-month so that you know what you're running with. So budgets in your planning give you the mechanism to keep you on track in a very concise way. So should you add that monthly charge for the fun new app that you really don't need, or should you reinvest those profits into a more influencer marketing or Facebook ads? It's a great time to really put your cards out on the table and figure out some key things about your business. What will it take in additional revenue to hire that needed employee, or how much more do you need to spend on marketing to get the number of new customers that you want? It all goes back into goal planning. Now I'm going to step away from the goal setting and the goal planning for just a second. This is for both owners and employees of businesses. And it's an area that is overlooked consistently, constantly, and I can't stand it. It's a pet peeve, and yet it's so important and could do so much for your business. So what we're talking about here is what we call the 4-4 rule. Four corners and four walls. Now, if you were to look at the property of your business, what does it look like? You know, is it full of trash, leaves that are piled up against a fence? Nobody's taking care of it. The landscaper hasn't been by in a month or two because it's getting colder. How does your business look from the outside? If a person was walking up to your business, what would their impression be? And don't be shy about, after listening to this program, going outside and doing just this. Go in your car, drive around the block, come back, and then really take an objective look at your business from the outside. How does the front door look? How does the reception area look? Well, we'll get into the reception area in a minute. But from the outside, what's it look like? Does the building need a new coat of paint? Are the curbs or the parking lot lines, you know, striped where people can see them? When we talk about the front door, is that the area where certain employees take their smoke breaks? So there's always cigarette butts on the ground or something like that. And I would tell you that if it is, get them in the back. They're not going to take smoke breaks in the front anymore. You don't want the front entrance of your building to be, you know, what looks like a garbage pit. Walk around the building. What's on the side of the building? Old parts, old jobs, maybe some mistakes in material that are just laying against the building. Either sell them for scrap or get rid of them, but don't leave them there. Because you don't want people looking at your business and just saying constantly, well, they never clean up. How does the shipping and receiving area look in the back? What do the dumpsters look like? Are they overflowing? Is there garbage on the ground near them? Would it be beneficial for you to hire somebody to come in and power wash that area just to spruce it up a little bit? Again, line striping, paving if necessary, putting building surrounds around dumpsters and things like that. So that takes care of the four corners. What does the property look like in all four corners? Now let's talk about the four walls, and that's what's happening on the inside of the building. So when you open the door, step inside, let it close behind you, and then just look. Is the carpeting clean? Are the, if you have a reception area, you know, are the magazines current? How does the signage look? What does the receptionist desk look like? Is it cluttered or is it neat? Basically, what is the first impression that a new customer or a new client would see if they walked into your office? So we're starting at the reception area. Then walk through the work areas. So if you have cubicles, are people keeping them neat, clean? Do they need more file cabinets? You know, what are the needs? Is this a professional-looking organization? If you have a manufacturing facility, same thing. Are tools put away? Is equipment stored properly? Is inventory on a shelf? Or is it just haphazardly located and people have to walk around like a landmine to get where they want to be? So inside the four walls, everything counts. What does a bathroom look like? We had this discussion over the Christmas break, and I told everybody, I said, you know, my title is CEO, but I also look at that as being chief environmental officer. I didn't hire my employees to clean the bathrooms. I'll clean the bathrooms. You know, I don't mind it that much. I'm not so high and mighty that I can't, you know, put on some gloves and scrub a toilet. Could I pay a cleaning service? Yeah, probably, but it's one bathroom. Why bother? So your showroom should be updated. If it needs paint, paint it. If it needs a redesign, redesign it. Is your material – don't have any pieces on the showroom display that aren't currently available. If they went out of stock 2 years ago, take it off the shelf. If something goes out of stock and you're notified about it, take it off the shelf. You can always put it back when stock is replenished, but don't show it to people because you can't sell it because there's not enough of it. So again, look at the four corners, look inside the four walls, and make sure that your business is presenting itself to prospective customers and clients in the best possible light. When we talk about the email marketing again, think of it this way, and people ask me, why do I harp on this and why do I say that it's so important? Let's say that over the course of 2020, you gained 500 new email addresses this year. Next year and the following year, you do that again. That's 1,500 new contacts. If you converted just 10%, that would equal 150 new customers to your business. This is how I want you thinking, because the way we did business 30 years ago looks nothing like the way we do business now. 30, 40 years ago, if I needed a plumber, I probably picked up a thing called the Yellow Pages, flipped to the P's, and looked up plumber. And usually it was the guy with the biggest ad that got my attention. And I would call him and I'd say, I got a leaky toilet, you know, can you come over and fix it? And they'd come over. Now, what do? You pick up your cell phone and you Google plumbers near me, and a list comes up. And it may not be that it's the best plumber in the world, but for some reason they've paid a lot more in SEO marketing, and they're at the top of the list, so you pick them. And they show up and they fix your toilet. So the way we do business has changed 180 degrees, if not more. You have to change with it. You have to be adaptable. You have to look at – you can't give me the excuse of, well, I don't know social media, and I don't know LinkedIn, and I don't know Facebook, and I don't know Instagram, and all. I don't care. Learn it. It's not hard. Google something. How do I use Instagram for business? And you'll find thousands of videos to show you what to do. But get on board with it. And if you can't – if you're the business owner and you can't get on board with it, then find somebody who can. And I'm willing to bet you there's somebody young on your staff who is on the internet all the time, understands it, and can do this for you. So have somebody, you tell them what content you want to put out, meet with them on a regular basis, create a schedule, and get that done. But make sure that you're always marketing and promoting your business. Rule number one, I said it on the very first show 8.5 years ago, my number one rule in business is ABP. Always be promoting. And I haven't found one person, not one business expert, who tells me that I'm wrong. Okay? So ABP, always be promoting. Social media, ads in newspapers, ads on TV or radio if you can afford them. Direct mail pieces, whatever you know, flyers in the store. Whatever you can do to promote your business, do it. Be ready when you go to networking events. Be ready when you go to a wedding. Be ready when you go to a Christmas party to talk about you and your business at all times. Always be promoting. Now, when we talk about goal setting and the like, there's one other thing that – there's a principle that comes into play here that not a lot of people like when I talk about it. And when I talk to businesses and we roll out, you know, a new scheme or new process or something like that, I talk about this principle and the managers all love it. The employees, not so much. It's called what I call the E&E principle, and it stands for effort and execution. We can write down goals all day long. We could sit in a room for hours on end talking about goals and strategies and resolutions, call it whatever you want, on how we're going to grow the business. But if we don't put in the effort and the execution, it's worthless. When I talk to you about databases, email databases and the like, can you sort them? In your business, like for instance, in my business, it's very easy. I have corporate accounts, I have sports accounts, I have nonprofit accounts. I've taken my sports accounts and I've even broken them down by sport. So I have people categorized by baseball, football, basketball, fencing, you know, dancing, martial arts. So if you can get them categorized so that you can just focus on a target group, that's great. The E&E portion of the email database or on any kind of database is that you constantly have to be updating it. Has anything changed? Ask your customers. You get this question from I called my doctor today to renew a prescription. First question out of her mouth before she asked what the prescription was, has any information changed with your insurance, with your address, with your phone number, email? And I said, no. But that's perfect for her because if she's doing that with every patient and somebody moves or somebody changes a phone number or an email address, she'll have the most current information available to her. So you want to constantly make sure that your database is being updated. That will take effort and execution. Again, if you can't do it, find somebody who will. We're going to talk about, after the break, knowing your numbers and reviewing them constantly. We're going to wrap this all up and talk about the goal setting and why it's so important for your business and the importance of a peer or a mentor who can help push you towards achieving these goals. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all right. Taking care of business. And working overtime.
Oh, you lucky dog, you. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. So glad you could join me. My name is Jim Gano, the host of this program, and glad to be a part of Hunterdon Chamber Radio for the past 8.5 years. Hard to believe we've been going that long, but all good and all good content with all of our shows. So make sure you check us out at HuntertonChamberRadio.com for the full lineup of programs and hosts. And, of course, if you're interested in hosting a program and feel you can bring something to the table, by all means, contact the chamber at 908-782-7115 and ask how you can become an announcer on the or a show host here at HuntertonChamberRadio.com. I want to take a break from goal setting for a second because this came across my desk the other day, and I think it's very important. Now, a lot of – and this isn't as important for me or for our standard listeners that may be around my age, but our parents – it looks as if the days of corporate pensions are over. The practice of companies sending monthly retirement checks to their former workers is headed for extinction. We've seen it with Polaroid. We've seen it with Eastman Kodak. We've seen it with General Electric. Nearly two-thirds of pension funds are considering dropping guaranteed benefits to new workers within the next 5 years, according to a human resources consulting firm. And despite gains in the stock market this year, U.S. pension plans are near their worst financial shape in 2 years, according to a new report by Mercer, which casts a spotlight on the escalating costs of past promises to employees. Now, again, pensions, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, when people were working, that was a huge attraction. I can work for this company and then get paid in retirement after I retire. That was your pension, your golden umbrella to get you through retirement plus Social Security. So now it looks as if the companies just don't have the money to do this any longer. So it's a good time for you to talk to your parents. If you have a pension and you're currently listening to the program, might not be a bad idea to talk to your financial planner and see is there a way to pull that money out so that you can do private investing, or what do you need to do so that if this does go away, you'll be taken care of down the road. So make sure that you're having that conversation with the folks who take care of your finances. It could be a hard conversation to have with parents, but as we've seen in a number of different businesses, it is a conversation that needs to take place, because the last thing you want to get is a tearful phone call from mom or dad saying, they've cut my pension, they're not paying anymore, the company went under, and they're in their 80s or 90s. So this would be a good time to start looking at something like that. The program today has been focusing on goals. We only have about 10 minutes left, so I want to recap where we're at. So although this is something you should probably be starting in October, November, and wrapping up in December, it's not too late. It's never too late. So I want you to start thinking about your business and your goals and what you want to do for this year. So I talked about making them specific and measurable. Don't just say, I want to make more money. Don't say, I want to grow my business. Have a number in mind. I want to make more money. What's that mean? Is that for you personally, or I want to grow my business by $50,000, $100,000, $150,000? I want to grow my business. What does that mean? By 10%, 5%, 15%, 100%? Doesn't matter what the number is. I need you to start thinking about making it real. So you're going to have to do a little bit of homework over the next couple of days. Hopefully, by the time we get back next week, your plan's locked and loaded and ready to go. And I'll talk about it a little bit during next week's show as well. So hopefully, either you watch this program or you listen to the program and you start taking this seriously. Every business should do this. You know, and I was interviewed a couple of months ago, and the person asked me, why do you think businesses fail? And I said, I think most businesses fail because they fail to prepare. If you're just going through your day, you unlock the door in the morning, you flip on the open light, and it's just another day. It's Groundhog Day. It's just another day, and you're going to do the same thing you did yesterday. You're not preparing for the future. You're just going through the motions and getting through the day. Do you have target clients that you want to attract? Do you have target businesses that you want their business? Do you have is there a particular consumer that would look great in your product but don't know that you even exist? That's the type of target marketing that I want to be talking about. So whether you go after a certain target, either by their affluence or by their styles or something like that, you've got to go after it, and you have to do that work, but you have to know what you're looking for. So again, goals have to be specific and measurable, a dollar amount, a percentage amount, but something that you can handle. Your marketing has to be in line with your goals. Now, what that means very simply is you can't just say, I want to grow my business by 10% and do nothing. You have to be able to market your business. People will say it's expensive, it's this. It's really not as expensive as it used to be, particularly with social media. Anybody can do it. If you were to Google, how can I advertise my business on social media? Be prepared, because there's going to be about 2 million replies. So whether it's something on Pinterest, something on Instagram, Facebook, whatever platform you use, the three that you should be using are Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Make sure that you're consistent. Don't just put up one slide in January and think that's it for the year. Change it. Weekly, daily, you know, every other day, something like that. People have to know three things about you: who you are, where you are, and what you do. How are they going to know that if you're not telling them? So it goes back to ABP, always be promoting. You are your best advocate for your business. You're the best promoter. P.T. Barnum said it best: without promotion, something terrible happens. Nothing. Okay, so learn from him. He was the master at it. Be promoting your business all the time. If you have a business that uses T-shirts and you got kids in school, let them wear your T-shirt to school. Because maybe the teacher needs their lawn cut. You know, if you're a landscaper, or a friend's mother sees the T-shirt when they pick up, you know, Johnny at school. So make sure that you're out there promoting at all times. That's key. Marketing, advertising, promotion. That's going to be your number one way to get you where you want to be. I'm always motivated by the words of Earl Nightingale when he said, all the money you're ever going to make is currently in the hands of someone else. Think about that sentence for just a minute. All the money you're ever going to make is currently in the hands of someone else. So again, if you go back to the car dealership example, a person needs a car. Why not buy from you? But how do we get them into your dealership? You have to advertise. You have to promote. If you hear somebody talking at a party saying, I got to start looking for a new car, we know that's a process. What kind of car are you looking for? What color do you like? What year? What make? Model? And maybe it's something that's sitting on your lot. So you want to make sure that you're attuned to what's happening around you and you're always looking for ways to promote that business. The other thing I want to warn people about is these goals have to be followed throughout the whole year. You have to see how are you trending week over week, month over month, quarter over quarter, you know, half year and full year. If you say, I want to grow by 10% the business over the course of the year, And after February, you realize you're down 2%. Well, now you would have to grow by 12 from March until December. It's going to take a lot more effort, a lot more execution. What's not working in those first 2 months? Is it the post-Christmas slump? This is the type of things you really have to start being in tune with. A lot of people say, I don't watch the evening news anymore. You better be watching something, whether it's the evening news, whether it's CNBC, Bloomberg, or something. What is affecting the marketplace that could trickle down and affect your business? You have to stay in tune. Trade publications, what's hot, what's not in your industry. I'm in the promotional products industry. You would think that it's not affected by anything. Heavily regulated and probably going to get worse with paint colors and paint components and things like that that go into those products, where they come from, countries of origin. It is getting to be a very highly regulated industry. Make sure that you understand if any regulations affect your business, how would that happen, and then how does it impact you? Follow up with your customers constantly. So, again, going back to that example of growth, you want to grow by 10%. If you're down 2, you now have to grow by 12 over the course of the following 10 months. Keep tracking. At the end of the first quarter, do a deep dive. What worked? What didn't work? Are you up? Are you down? At the end of the first quarter, if you say you want to grow by 10%, you should be up 2.5%. Where are you at? If you're up 5, don't hit the brakes and start coasting. Keep pushing, because you may find that you'll grow by 12, 15, you know, or higher percentage points. But make sure that you're always got the foot on the accelerator. If after that first quarter you realize, man, we are down 4%, you got to look at it. You got to look at every aspect of the business. You got to start calling customers and find out why they're not buying from you. So make sure you're always looking at your business. Live it, breathe it, eat it every day. And you'll find that sales will climb. But you've got to make the effort to do that. And then, so keep track of those goals. Keep working towards those goals. Every month, beginning of the month, we're going to see where you're at. It's a good time for you to just do a quick dump in QuickBooks or whatever. Where were my sales this year? Where were they last year? And how do they compare? And how can we make it better? And again, if you're struggling, double down on all your efforts. Double down on marketing. Double down on sales. Double down on, is your price right? Look at your competition. Make sure that you're competitive with your competition. And again, we'll be following up on this throughout the year. But I don't want to see businesses fail because of lack of effort. And if that's the case, lack of effort, lack of preparation, shame on you, because it's all fixable. In sports, in the NCAA football, it'll be Clemson versus LSU in the title game on January 13th. In the NFL, it's wild card weekend with the Bills playing the Texans and the Titans playing the Patriots on Saturday. Then on Sunday, the Vikings play the Saints and the Seahawks take on the injury-plagued Eagles. In NCAA men's basketball, Gonzaga leads the AP Top 25 poll, followed by Duke, Kansas, Oregon, and Ohio State. Baylor, Louisville, Auburn, Memphis, and Villanova round out the top 10. The NHL regular season is still underway. The NBA regular season is also underway. And also, longtime commissioner David Stern died yesterday. He was 77 years old. Well, as always, it's been my pleasure joining you today, and I always end the show with some great advice I got from my father when I was just 6 years old that guides me in my personal and professional life every day. Maybe you can use it in your lives as well when he said, never let it rest until your good is better and your better is best. If you have ideas for upcoming program topics or guests, email me at trophyjim@yahoo.com, or you can connect with me on LinkedIn, on Twitter at JimGano83, or on Facebook on the show's page, Taking Care of Business with Jim Gano. For more information about me and my businesses, visit JimGano.com. I am Jim Gano, and I'm taking care of business. Have a great new year, everybody, and get working on those goals. We'll talk to you again next week at Thursday at noon, right here on Taking Care of Business.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper said on Thursday that there were indications Iran or the forces that it backs may be planning additional attacks and said it was possible that the United States may have to take preemptive actions to protect American lives. Defense Secretary Esper reminds everyone on Fox News.
We, of course, support a strong, prosperous, and independent Iraq. We respect Iraq's sovereignty, but at the same time, we're going to defend ourselves and our interests and our people in Baghdad.
This as another 750 troops are heading to Iraq. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has called for shocking action against the United States. North Korean news reports that Kim has declared himself no longer bound by his pledge to the United States to halt missile tests and plans to make the U.S. pay for the pains suffered by North Korea under sanctions. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Firefighters in Detroit, Michigan are facing some heat after posing for an image in front of a burning house. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
Top officials with the Detroit Fire Department are investigating a photo of a firefighting crew standing in front of a vacant home as it burned on Tuesday night. The picture, they say, was intended to be a sentimental photo for a retiring battalion chief. But Detroit Fire Commissioner Eric Jones has released a statement saying that if that photo is verified, the firefighters involved will be disciplined.
President Trump will speak to a gathering of evangelicals in Miami on Friday. The president is also launching an Evangelicals for Trump initiative ahead of this year's presidential election. Evangelicals do make up a significant part of President Trump's conservative base. Former Housing and Urban Development Secretary Julian Castro announced on Thursday that he's ending his campaign for president. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
In a rare and candid interview, Jeopardy! Host Alex Trebek is opening up about what it's like to have stage 4 pancreatic cancer. Trebek was diagnosed with the aggressive cancer in March and has been undergoing chemotherapy treatment since then.
Most of us have open-ended lives. We don't know when we're going to die. Because of the cancer diagnosis, it's no longer an open-ended life. It's a closed-end life because of the terrible statistics, survival rates for pancreatic cancer. And because of that and something else that is operating here, people all over America and abroad have decided they want to let me know now, while I'm alive, about the impact that I've been having on their existence.
I'm just happy that people are able to express it right now.
They have come out and they have told me, And my gosh, it makes me feel so good.
Trebek speaking there on ABC. That entire interview with ABC's Michael Strahan is set to air at 8 o'clock Eastern time on ABC. A man is in jail after allegedly secretly filming people at a Starbucks bathroom in Santa Clara County, California. Officers were called to the San Jose Starbucks Sunday evening after someone found a camera in a drain pipe right in front of the toilet. When officers arrived on the scene, they found another hidden camera. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking?